In Deuteronomy 32:39, he makes an awesome statement that almost nobody believes. You have to really let this soak in on you. Deuteronomy 32:39, "See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver you out of my hand." So if you've done something wrong, you can be assured that nobody's going to deliver you out of God's hand. He's going to get you. We suffer all this all because we don't realize what Jesus done for us. Today, we don't come and repent of our sins. We don't believe, we don't do these things. But under the new covenant, if we would just walk holy before him and repent of all sin and believe him and pray in faith, I mean, he loves us so much, there's not anything he would withhold from you. That's wonderful, isn't it? God wants to heal us, you know, but if we walk in sin, he can't do anything but what he said he would do. He's going to judge it. Now then, if God clearly says there, "I kill and I make alive," does God kill? I've asked pastors, that's, do you think God would kill us? No, absolutely not. He would never. He's a loving God. He would never kill us. He would never hurt us. He cannot put sickness and disease upon us. I say, you know, I don't know what book you guys are reading, but one of us is not reading the right book. Because this book I read, it says he kills. Do you know there's a pastor that's written a book about that verse right there? It says it doesn't mean what it says. He's a very well-known pastor, too. Very well-known. But he says God doesn't do that. Well, let me tell you, if it's written right there, I'm going to tell you if God says I kill, I ain't going to waste my time writing no book. The book's already been written. He wrote a book explaining away things just like this. And one of the things he explains away is God does not kill. He does not make you sick. In Isaiah 45, verse 7, 5, 6, and 7, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girded you, though you have not known me, that you may know that from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is none else." Now, do we believe that he is the one and only God? Absolutely. 7. "I form the light, I create darkness, I make peace, and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." You try that with your pastor one day. Do you believe God creates evil? And you hear, listen, see what he's going to tell you. If he's really studied the Word, he'll say, sure he does. He says so in the Word. But if he hasn't, he'll say, no, God doesn't create evil. He couldn't create evil. He's a loving, kind, sweet God. But, you know, I think that's why he said, let every man be a liar and only God be true. Because if it's written in the book, can you take it to the bank? Yeah, if it's written in that book, I guarantee you can take it to the bank. So all I can say, there's one being on this earth I do not want to tick off. It's the King. I don't want to make him mad at me. Because if I do, I know it's not going to be easy. I know he's not easy to get angry and mad. But when you read the Scripture, there's many times God got angry with people. And sometimes he killed them. Wow, just like we read there a while ago about those, when those people committed that sexual immorality in 1 Corinthians 10, how many of them died in one day? 23,000 people in one day. 23, that's a pile of them, right? Let's go to Matthew 8. Let's just start Matthew 8, 1. Matthew 8, "When he was come down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Now, what did this guy do when he came down from the mountain? What was he doing? Do you think God likes to be worshipped? Absolutely. If you want to be healed, if you haven't spent much time worshiping him, that's something you need to start doing. He is worthy to be worshiped. In fact, as I think about the little Syrophoenician woman, she came to him and said, "Lord, my daughter's vexed with a demon. Will you come and heal her?" He wouldn't even look at her. He just walking along. She kept going. They said, "Lord, is she bothering you? You want us to tell her to go away?" He didn't say nothing. Finally, she comes and falls down in front of him and worships him. Oh, he stops. "What's this, woman? My daughter lies at home vexed with a demon." He said, "Woman, you ain't nothing but a dog." Now, how would you feel if you were that woman and the King of the universe called you a dog? You know what she said? "Lord, I know I'm nothing but a dog. But even the puppy dogs, get the crumbs that falls from the master's table." She realized he was the master. If he called her a dog, she's going to agree with him. I'm a dog. And he said, woman, because of this saying, go home, your daughter is delivered. And she went home, and her daughter was healed. Isn't that amazing? What did she do that moved his hand when he didn't come for those people except to the Israeli people? Now then, she is a Gentile, and he stops to heal her. Why did he stop to do that for her? Because she worshipped. Now then, that ought to tell us something, doesn't it? Jesus, the King of Kings, loves to be worshipped by his people. So don't ever hesitate to worship him. Praise him and thank him. Every time I tell a story like this, I think about that little woman I saw in the post office here a while back. And she said, oh, Brother Thurman, how are you doing today? And I said, ma'am, I said, you knew my name. I said, I don't know you. And she said, well, I said, how do you know me? She said, oh, I see you at the Baptist church all the time. And I said, oh, the Baptist church? I said, well, how come you know me? I don't know you. I said, you don't come to my Bible study class or anything. She said, no. She said, but we see you in every worship service. And she said, you always sit on the front, on the right side. I said, yeah, that's where I normally sit. I said, that's right. But I said, what is it that made you know me? And she said, well, we were standing there. I have a 10-year-old son. And she said, we were standing there in service one day, and my son says, Mama, what's wrong with that man right over there on the front? And I said, what do you mean, son? What's wrong with him? She said, when we sing, he holds his hands up. Nobody else does that, Mom, so what's wrong with him? She said, well, I guess he must love Jesus more than we do. So she said, the next song we sing, I looked at my son over there looking at you, and you had your hands raised worshiping the Lord, and all of a sudden two little hands come up right beside me, and he said, Mama, if that man loves Jesus more than the rest of us, then I'm going to raise my hands because I love Jesus too. I thought, wow, the little ones are watching us, aren't they? So they need to know why we do what we do. If you'll worship him and praise him and do what he says, you won't have to worry about getting healed. Guarantee he'll heal you. He will heal you. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Let's see what he said, verse 3. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was gone, was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, see that you tell no man. But go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Verse 5 and 6. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came into him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Let's see what happens here, verse 7 and 8. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Isn't that amazing? I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Wow. In other words, you don't have to go to people's house to pray for them, do you? You don't have to go lay hands on the sick to get them healed. This centurion said, Lord, just speak the word, and I know my servant will be healed. Verse 9 and 10. For I am a man under authority. I have soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. When we come to the Lord, what should we be saying? Oh, I hope you'll heal me, Lord. I come today to get healed, Lord. I hope you heal me. Please, Lord. I beg you. No. That you can do all the begging. You can do all the pleading. All you got to do is do something in faith. When you step into faith and ask the Lord, according to his word, Lord, you said right here. In fact, you could quote that James 5, 14, 15, and 16. And say, Lord, you made me a promise right there. I'm going to repent of all of my sins, known and unknown, Lord. And today, when I get anointed with oil, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Now, if you get healed instantly, or if it takes till you get out to the car, or if it takes a week, you've still got to believe you're healed. God wants his children healed. He does not want us sick and afflicted. Let's go on down to about verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Now, wait a minute. There is the most powerful statement right there in the middle of that I read. Did you pick up on it? Go thy way. And what? As you have believed. Isn't that awesome? That's what happens when you read the Bible carefully. When Jesus said, sure, I'll come and heal you. You said, well, I sure hope he will. He said, as you have believed. You hoped I would. There's no faith in that. You hoped. Or you get hands laid on, you get anointed with oil, or you get prayed for, or whatever. You go to walk out, somebody said, well, what'd you get? Well, I don't know. I got an appointment with the doctor next Thursday. We'll see how I'm doing next Thursday when I go to the doctor. If the doctor says I'm healed, then I know I'm healed. I guarantee you, you won't get healed. God does not share his glory with people. He wants your faith. He wants you to trust him. Jesus Christ has kept me completely, totally healed and well for 30 plus years, and I have not been to a doctor or taken any kind of medication of no kind. And it's one thing you won't never see. I will never take any kind of man-made medication in this body because it all has some kind of a problem when you take it. I don't need it. I'm not going to take it. If Jesus has kept me well for 30 years without one single disease for 30 years, don't you think he can keep me well the rest of my life? Sure he can. God is really doing a work here. He's going to teach his children how to believe him, how to walk in health, how to walk in obedience to his word, and let him be our God, let him be our deliverer, let him be our healer, and we're going to, all of us that will believe him, we're not going to need a medical doctor. We're going to walk in divine health as his children. And he's going to do that for us. If you know who the king is, who needs health care? He is the best there is. He will heal you. All you got to do is obey him and do what he says and believe he's real. He's going to let us walk in divine health with him. And if we do get into any kind of sin and some kind of sickness comes upon us, we're going to have to realize right quick we're going to have to repent and get somebody to pray the prayer of faith for us. And then we'll get healed. And that's where we're going to walk. I know divine healing is available because I've walked in it. I know it's available. I know healing is available because in the last 20 years, I wonder how many people I've seen healed in the last 20 years. I've seen Jesus heal them by the thousands. You know, I mean, it's just amazing what he does.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled The Power Behind Us is Awesome, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.